this a metal thing?
Yes.
Taste.
David.
How long can Ugo be pregnant?
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Oh, she's such a dick, David.
Okay, everybody, put on your corpse handling gloves.
You what?
Hoodie Picasso. Horror!
Hello, and welcome to Horror Movie Talk, a very professional and serious horror movie review show. I'm esteemed movie critic and apparently human quaalude, Sydney Lee. And with me are my trusted co-hosts, the lovely and illustrious and co-human quaalude, Max Allen, and
that's me,
Bryce Hansen, who's...
Hey, everybody! It's your old pal, Bryce!
The only
the energetic
interesting
one.
Bringing the excitement!
New theatrical releases always get priority, but we also review older horror movies, both good and horrible, and we read all of your comments.
First thing in the morning.
Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Don't be a square. Make sure to share. And of course, we want to thank our new patron, JDM. Thank you so much for supporting us. And And if you haven't yet, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/horrormovietalk, the equivalent of the adult section at your video rental store. And also, if you want to add your pee to the community pool, go to horrormovietalk.com or call 682-253-4468 and leave us a voicemail. We've got a great show today. We will be reviewing The Collector. We'll start by giving a brief review for our score for the movie. We score on a scale of 1 to 10. After we give our score, we'll get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked and what we hated about the film. Later, we'll be doing a game that I couldn't come up with a good name for, so I just did sequel versus original. What did the critics like better? So it's basically like a Rotten Tomatoes game, not dissimilar from ones that we've played in the past.
Can you stop bothering me, kitty? Oh my goodness.
Aww, little kitty.
She was literally like just, I don't know, eating my headphones. All right, The Collector can be found on Tubi, Amazon, Freevee, and a bunch of other places, free with ads. Let's get into it. So, when a single dad who owes child support decides to rob a rich family's home while he thinks they're on vacation, he unexpectedly gets locked inside of a major house of horrors with a sadistic, mask-wearing man who has already decided to wreak another kind of havoc on this family's home. My review is The Collector 2009 is a quintessential aughts horror film. The quick cuts, over the top gore, the good guy who is actually kind of seedy but has a good heart protagonist, the Saw-like green glow of some of the scenes is representative of the era it came out into. This movie came out the same year as Jennifer's Body, Human Centipede, Drag Me to Hell, Dead Snow, The Uninvited, and many more very famous and quite renowned horror films. Although the critics didn't like this one, with a 29% on Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes, which surprised me, I think that this movie deserves some love. This movie is definitely a hidden gem, only a 3 mil budget, and compared to other horror movies from the same year with budgets as high as 30 mil, I think that's very impressive. Even though the critics hated it, it was a box office success. It grossed over 10 mil. It's fun, inventive, there are a lot of unexpected twists and turns that keep you captivated. Although it isn't the best movie I've ever seen, it has rewatchable value and has a pretty great sequel, The Collection. If you like gore, if you like interesting kills and action-packed scary movies, this one's for you. Yeah, I just thought that it was kind of like, I think some parts were corny, some like direction in the movie is a bit over the top. Like, there's like some montages that were totally unnecessary. Like, we understand people are getting killed. You don't need to show it like 10 times. But overall, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I had a fun time. And I give it a 7 out of 10. What say you guys?
I just have one note for your review.
Play. Go. Play. More passion. More passion. More passion. More energy. More energy. More footwork. More footwork. More footwork.
I'm sorry, I'm just so bored and I hate it so much. hate doing this.
I don't even want to be here, I'm so bored.
I want to go somewhere else.
Fuck this shit.
All right, human quaaludes, let's rally. Just, you know, guys of the audience, be nice. Max and Sydney are just zygote co-hosts right now. They haven't been beaten down by the world. So, you know, your comments hurt. They hurt
you know
me
what?
Too. But I'm better at stuffing it deep down into my box of self-hatred that I'm used to. These kids are young. They have all the hope in the world, and you're ruined. You're beating them down.
You know what? I had hope. I was on vacation last week, and I came
home
from...
I know, we had
a
week off. Come on,
I came home from vacation, day one of being home from vacation, and I was like, let's check what the internet has to say about me. And immediately, I was hit in the face with the fact that I suck. So,
yeah. Well, again, you know...
Oi, go, oi, more passion, more passion, more passion, more energy, more energy.
No, I'm just joshing, guys. You guys are great. I love you.
Thank you.
And
I
think
you
most
too.
Of the audience loves you and appreciates you too.
I love most of the audience.
I love most of the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a few of you out there who I could take or leave, but
right. Anyway, the Bone Collector. with Morgan Freeman.
Yep. That's the movie.
Yeah, this one felt very much of its time. Like,
yeah.
2000, like the 2000s horror movies, and even just like general 2000s movies, like, reminded me, like, a lot of the techniques and, like, tone and style is very... Seven, it's very Saw and Human Centipede. I mean, down to the font choice. This is a type of movie that was in the 2000s all the time, and this is kind of more towards the tail end, and it's getting a little stale at this point. And, you know, it's an interesting movie. I don't think it's a good movie. I'm not giving it a seven. I would lean more towards like a four for me.
Ooh,
interesting.
No.
Interesting.
Because it's
I think the beginning sucks. Like not the very first scene. I mean, we'll get more into it, but like the after the title sequence, we have like the setups for the characters,
yeah, the
and
setups,
I think that's it stinks. It stinks.
The setup feels very low budget, and to be honest, the whole movie feels pretty low budget. But when it gets into like the gore and traps and stuff, it kind of that's where they spent $3 million. But like,
right.
You know, it feels you've seen independent movies before. Like that's what the writing and acting and, you know, just general production felt like for the first act. And, you know, I'll give it credit for, like, hitting enough of the points to where it really sets up the plot relatively efficiently. We don't care about the characters, but it's not about the characters. It's about, like, here is this elaborate setup for why these people are in this house. We'll give you the bare minimum for that and explain nothing around motivations or background. And then there's a huge series of traps which kind of pale in comparison to any of the Saw movies. And it makes you appreciate the Saw movies for how well it communicates what's going on. Because
yeah.
There's so many traps in this movie that I'm like, what just happened? Like,
I know. When I was writing down the beats to hit, like, once we get into spoilers, I was like, I don't know how I can explain most of these. I think I wrote down most of them, but I'm like, there's a lot that I'm like, wire, wire. Like,
there's a wire, and it goes to the wall, and the wall is attached to another wire.
The camera is so funny.
Yeah, it's... It's pretty wild. There's some, like, the one that stands out to me is he lights a toilet paper roll in a bucket,
mm-hmm.
and then a dog is chasing after him, and he gets the dog's head in a bucket.
Which kills him instantly.
Which kills him instantly for some reason. Something happens. Like,
he's
it like feels
thrown
like, and then he,
in the air?
And then he throws the bucket in the air and it explodes for some reason.
He throws the dog with the bucket on its head in the air and the guy shoots it with a shotgun.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah, it was like a decoy. Yeah. It was like a fake out.
Okay,
so,
yeah. It happened too fast and was not like...
Very quick.
I'm relatively good at consuming movies and the fact that I just didn't even get that...
You
want to
know why you didn't get it, Bryce?
Why?
You watched it too late. Let me give some behind the scenes about
Guys, there was
Mr.
such a big fight last night with these two in the fucking group chat. I was like, oh my god, girls, stop fighting.
Bryce likes to wait till the very last moment. It'll be just nighttime the night before we watch a movie, and he texts. This is like multiple weeks, by the way, that he's done this. He'll text, hey, what movie are we watching? Or, we're watching this movie, right? And I'm like, Bryce, how have you not seen the movie already? We're recording tomorrow. It's nighttime. Yeah.
To be fair, I was watching it at the same time that you texted us. But, like, I don't know. I was very tired this week. And I was also...
It's the fact that he does it every week, though.
It's so befuddling to me that this bothers you. First of all, it's not my episode. I just have to watch the movie and show up. And
right.
It's actually better, Max, to watch it the night before because then it's fresher in my mind. And
my
I
mind
can
feels
have more...
fresh. Very fresh, actually.
You've had 48 hours to forget what you've watched, and I've only had, like, 10 hours to forget. So,
Is this both of your first time watching this?
Yeah.
I've seen this like 3 times.
Okay, this is my second time watching it. So, but Max, what? Give me your score. What's
okay?
On.
Well, so.
But before
you're
you
wrong.
Give the score, tell us exactly when you watched this movie, the time.
I watched this movie.
The time zone, the date.
The time zone.
I watched this movie on Tubi, on Thursday night. At like 7 p.m. I was actually at work when I started it, and then.
Oh, so you're super distracted at work?
No, I was just neglecting the child that I work with, and.
Oh, okay.
And then I continued to watch it when I got home, and
interesting.
It was, you're wrong, Bryce. It's not a 4. It's not. You're wrong.
Okay.
It's a solid 7.5, but I'll stick with 7.
What is wrong with you people?
I know it's a bad movie.
It's such a nothing movie.
No, I know that. But I love it. And
There's
something... I think it's just nostalgia. I just really like the memories of liking this movie. I also really enjoy watching the good home intruder fight the bad home intruder. That's kind of awesome. It's kind of like a male fantasy
cool,
to like
right?
beat up a home intruder or get beat up by a home intruder. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's kind of just awesome.
It's like, what if Home Alone only had the bad guys and didn't have that annoying kid?
Well, there is a kid, but...
Yeah, I guess there is.
They're not the ones setting the traps, unfortunately. Right. But there's a reason why this movie is so similar to Saw. It's because it was originally pitched to be an origin story for Saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the original script, the bad guy was John Kramer.
Huh.
That wouldn't have made sense with the premise of this movie, though. It would have been like, because John Kramer would have actually been killing people, and that's his whole thing, like, that he does it. He's like, I'm not a bad guy.
Well, that's probably why it was shot down and rewritten to be what it is now.
And to be fair, it doesn't make sense either way.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense? He's the collector. He's collecting. Let him collect.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, let's get into it with the spoilers because there's a lot to.
Okay.
I'm gonna be excited about ripping apart this movie for you.
Okay.
for you sycophants. This must be, like, I had no idea that this movie existed, so this must be a mid-20s nostalgia episode for you two.
Well, listen, this is my VHS. Let me have one bad movie that I love.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think it's so bad, obviously. Like, I don't think it's the best movie, but it's not so bad. And also, it was so funny, because in high school, my dad and I were browsing, like, fucking on demand on Xfinity or whatever, and we found The Collection, and we were like, that sounds good. So we watched it, and we were like, that was good. And after we watched it, we were like, is there some backstory that we don't know here? Because there's, like, some stuff going on that I feel like is calling back to something, and I just don't, like, this doesn't, is this a sequel? And then we looked it up, and yeah, The Collector is the first one, and The Collection is the second one. But since it doesn't have, like, number two or part two in the name, we didn't know, and we had never heard of The Collector or The Collection. So I actually watched the sequel first twice, and then I watched the first one. And yeah, it made... The second one is really good. Like, I will say, I really like the second one.
The nightclub scene is kind of like... what is even happening, but other
maybe
than
we'll
that,
do maybe we'll do the second one
back to back.
Please God no.
All right, well, if you're listening to these commercials, you know you shouldn't have to, or you don't have to, whatever, you know what I mean. You should go to our Patreon at patreon.com/horrormovietalk and give us some money and get some bonus content. It's a good place to be. It's fun. The after pods are awesome. It's basically a whole other podcast where we talk about whatever we want and usually not about horror movies. So if you want to hear our opinions on anything else, I think we're pretty interesting and it's fun, and our patrons are awesome and we love all of you. So head over there. Also, we have an HMT shop where we sell shirts and sweatshirts and stickers and anything that your heart desires. The sweatshirt is so comfy and cozy. I would be wearing it if I was cold right now, but I'm not. But it's, go over there, grab all the merch that you want. Also, check out our resident artist, Dustin Goebel. He's a professional artist who fucks hard. He also takes commissions for artwork from HMT fans. Contact him on Instagram at dgoebel00, dgoebel00. Make your artistic dreams come true, and don't forget to tell him that we sent you. Also, again, our voicemail line is 682-253-4468. Call us. Tell us whatever you want. And thanks again for listening. Let's get into spoilers. Spoilers. Okay. Yeah, so the first scene is confusing and it doesn't come back for a long time, which is like kind of annoying, but I think it was a good setup. It's a good like grab in to the movie. So it's like a couple stumbles home drunk, they get up to their electricity isn't working, they get up to their bedroom and there's this like big red box with the note on it that says a card for The Collection. And then they immediately, when they open the box, they get, stop, why are you doing that?
That's exactly how they go.
It's my cat. Sorry,
stop.
Everyone who's listening.
Stop.
No. Stop it.
Jesus.
She was fucking with my headphones, this bitch. But yeah, so they open the box and immediately the guy gets like grabbed by some masked figure, and then
He gets collected.
And cut to title sequence. When me and my dad first watched this, he was like, this is like Nine Inch Nails music. And it kind of is. It's like there's bugs. There's like flashes. You know, it's, I don't know. I don't really care. But it's kind of creepy. It's kind of funky. But it's like they say the title of the movie in this sequence, and then they say the title of the movie at the end. Which is weird. Like, you just have to say it one time. Like, that would be fine. Like, I understand what I'm watching.
It was a fairly long sequence. I mean, it is I don't mind a refresher.
Yeah.
What am I watching again? Oh, yeah. The Collector.
Yeah. So, okay. Here's the thing.
Yes?
What are the rules of this movie? That's, like, one of the biggest, like, beefs I have, which is, like, he's the collector. What does he collect? People. Why? He collects people. Yeah, but what about the people? What does he do
with
them?
If you watch the sequel, you'll understand.
He collects people. He takes them.
Yeah.
Not everyone. Just some people.
Yep. Okay.
Only the ones he likes.
So why does he take some people and not? He's a collector. Listen. Stop asking questions. He collects people. Get on the same page. Like, so wait. He's got a box for one person? Yes. And so he's collecting another person? Yes. There's only room for one person in the box.
Yeah.
He's a collector. Like,
Bryce, do you collect anything?
I collect so many things. And I can tell you exactly why I collect them.
You are the collector.
Right. And, like, I understand being a completionist and being like, okay, Max, here's something that you might not know about me. I'm a big Star Wars fan and have been my whole life.
That makes sense.
And I'm also a huge Lego fan, have been my whole life. And when Star Wars Legos came out, it was the fulfillment of all of my childhood wishes. Unfortunately, they came out when I was 18. Oh. So,
you got to heal that inner child by buying all of them.
I couldn't not, like, you know, when you're building Legos when you're in the 80s and 90s, like, every kid wanted to build an X-Wing. And it's just, you can't build a convincing X-Wing with Legos. And then they came out with an X-Wing set. And so I bought it. I was like, all right, no one has to know. It's just for me. I'm going to build this X-Wing. So I built the X-Wing. And I was like, they got a snowspeeder set? Man, I got to get the snowspeeder. And they've got... So
does
I started...
the X-Wing hang from your ceiling in your bedroom?
No. I had a shelf dedicated to it. Okay. No, but then they had, like, the Collector Series X-Wing. And I eventually, like, bought every, like, original series set from, like, the early 2000s. And then I was in college, and I had money from working, and I was living at home, and I had no other financial responsibilities. So I was just like, you know what? There's only like three more sets that I need to get all of the sets from this year. And so I did. I got the episode one sets that I didn't care about. And then all of a sudden it's like just a burden that you live with of like, I've got to get all the sets that come out. And then it's a losing game because you just can't. You can't get all the Star Wars Legos, especially now.
Well, you know, you can get all the Lego Star Wars video games, which are awesome and amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's, like, the psychology of a collector. It's like, you just start out, you're like, I just want this one. And then you're like, yeah, but the set would be really nice. Like, I'll just get this one because it would look really nice next to each other. And then all of a sudden, you're like 80% in on the complete set. And you're like, well, I mean, I might as well get the whole set because then it's going to be more valuable if I sell it all. You know,
which you never
rationalize
will.
This is the male version of girl logic for guys. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, might as well just complete this, you know, Pokemon card set because, I mean, I won't be able to sell it otherwise.
Do you think that the collector is just sitting there like, I don't have an accountant.
Right.
I need an accountant.
That's the question I want answered. Like, what is he collecting? There's nothing notable about any of these people.
I mean, he wanted the little girl. That was the person that he wanted.
Did he, though?
Yeah.
Like, is that... Because he collected the parents.
No, but he didn't collect the parents. He killed them.
Yeah, there's no... But why didn't he kill him at first if he wasn't... I think he was, like, in the process of deciding who he's going to collect. And to be honest, it's like... It seems like he just wants to collect rich white people. Which, maybe, you know...
I mean, yeah, I agree with this criticism, definitely. They don't explain it. But, like, since I watched the first one, the second one first, like, a long time ago... I mean, it's been, like, 10 years or something, but, like... I understood the motivations based on the second one. So when I went back and watched the first one, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, so I think that's also why I like this movie a little bit more. And the second one is good. Like, it is good. And, like, you understand more. Like, you see all the people that he's collected and stuff. And he's just, like, it's basically like he's collecting bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his thing, is, like, these people... I mean, he also does collect bugs. But he, like, collects these people like you would collect... Like, I have a dead butterfly on my wall over there. And, like, it's like, that's cool.
I get it. But there's... You know, there's different characteristics or colors or species of bugs that it makes sense. Like, you're not... This movie is the equivalent of, like... just going out your front door and scooping up a couple ants and, like, roly-poly bugs and, like, sticking them onto, you know, some styrofoam core. Just being like, it's my collection. It's like,
and I think it's really also weird that they, like, you have no idea who this guy is. How did he get here? How does he know how to get in the house? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then at the literal last 2 minutes, you find out that he was the exterminator. From, like, the day before.
Right.
Like, I think that's a good revelation. That is really interesting.
Yeah, that's fine. Like,
I totally forgot about it, too. Like, when I was, like, watching it, I was like, I didn't remember, like, any of it. I just remembered the general premise was, like, oh, a guy breaks in, but there's already a guy in there who broke it. And then they fight.
Yeah. So, I think that was fine. Like, keeping the guy mysterious is fine. But, like, I'd rather the revelation be, like, what are his motives and why he's, like, what does he have in store for these people that he's collecting? I mean, the only thing we know is, like, he's got a guy in a box.
Yeah.
Which is also confusing, because why did he bring the guy in the box? What's the utility of having...
He said he was bait. Were you even watching the movie, or were you...
I know, the guy in the box explained all of it. Like, he was, like, this guy collects
people. He was the exposition dump.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how is he bait? That makes zero sense.
He wasn't bait for Arkin. He wasn't bait for the main guy. The collector didn't know that the main guy would be in the house. Like, that wasn't established. He was in the parents' closet, I'm pretty sure. The box. The guy in the box was in the parents' closet. So when the parents are packing for their vacation, they open the closet, see the box, open the box up, and then that's when the collector grabs them, like the beginning scene. So he's bait for the people that are in the house already. And he's obviously, like, he's very sadistic, so he wants to play, like, a catch-the-mouse kind of game, like a cat-and-mouse game with these people, and torture them if he doesn't want them. And then whoever he wants, he's going to take back to his lair, and we don't know what he does based on this movie.
That's not how bait works. You don't, like, dangle a worm in front of a fish's face and then just hit it on the head with a stick. You're like, ha ha, that was excellent bait.
Bryce.
You really do like this movie. Wow.
Like, it's like, no, it's just, at most, it's a distraction. It's like, you gotta...
Yeah.
Distraction, bait, potato, potato. What are you even saying?
He also could have just waited until they opened their closet to put their clothes in and then come back and strangled them. Like, there's no meaningful difference between He's just seen a box
fucking weirdo. I don't know.
He's
a crazy person.
I mean, that's the
answer. Didn't you hear the sounds he was making? He's weird. He's a weird guy.
That's my main beef with the movie is it feels like a bunch of half-finished ideas.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah.
I mean, it's probably due to it being like it was going to be a prequel to Saw. Like, I think they probably had to, like, switch around a bunch of stuff so it's not totally coherent.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay. okay, let's get into what the movie is. So then there's like a construction crew working on this house. It's established. It's in the middle of nowhere. But they still like want it armored up. So they have like a crew putting like bars on the windows and stuff. The most shocking thing to me is when I wrote down hot woman literally injects herself with Botox in the bathroom. Like she literally is like, oh, this wrinkle, and then just like puts Botox in her forehead herself, and I was like, wow, she was really hot. Her name is Victoria in the movie. She was loved her. She was the mom. And then like Arkin is like watching this happen. He's like one of the construction workers, we think, and he is watching that happen. And then there's the little girl Hannah invites him for a tea party, and then there's so many bugs. Like, what I noticed is that there's so many bugs. There's all these CGI fucking... It's CGI bugs. Like, come on. We know that this is computer-generated.
Yeah, how hard is it to get a regular spider to crawl
on a
cup?
I know. It was like... It looked like a poisonous spider. I don't know anything about bugs, but poisonous spider, and then there was, like, a hornet's nest, and that's when Arkin is like, there's a hornet's nest back there, and the Terminator's like... The Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Exterminator.
I'll be back. But yeah, he tells the Exterminator, which we find out later is the Collector. But it's funny because like later on when he takes the Collector's mask off and realizes that it's the Exterminator, like we don't see the full Exterminator's face. He has a mask on then too. So how could you just recognize someone based on their like eyes? You know? Especially
well,
someone you met, like, once.
It's possible he met him a few times, because I think from what we see in the beginning, I'm pretty sure Arkin is, like, the family's handyman. Like, there's a lot of other people around, but he's getting paid week to week. And so,
oh, true, right. So he's been there for
like
a while.
It seems like he's a little more familiar with who's around. And that beginning scene when the daughter asks Arkin to have a tea party with her, it just made me think like it in the world we live in today, no matter the intentions and no matter how pure, if I walk in on my handyman having tea with my like 4-year-old daughter, it's like, sorry man, you're fired 100%. Pack your bags, you're out of here.
Yeah, I mean the dad was very wary of that. He was like, what are you doing in here? And then when Arkin explains that he has a little girl of his own, then the dad is like, you know, relief washes over him. And then you do find out, like, he does have a daughter. He goes to, like, this bowling alley where his estranged wife works, I guess. She's indebted to loan sharks and is like, where is my fucking money? And he's like, I'm going to get it to you by tonight. And she's like, if you don't get it to me by midnight tonight, we're gonna die.
They're gonna break my knees.
Yeah, they're gonna do something. I don't know. I also wanted to say that the teenage daughter, Jill, who's played by Madeline Zima, she was 24 at the time of this filming, so I can say she's hot. She's really hot. I don't know what else she's in. She looks so familiar, but...
She was in...
I was trying to find something I recognized her from.
Californication?
I didn't watch that.
There was... She was in Twin Peaks.
Oh, my God. She was in Twin Peaks. Oh, my God. Season 3.
For 2 episodes.
That's what I know her from. Thank you. I remember that.
Bombshell and You for 1 episode.
Oh, it was... she was in You?
Yeah, I think Yeah, she's not... Yeah, I wasn't... Her IMDb, she looks way better than she did in this movie. To be honest.
Her hair was whack as fuck in this movie. I was like, what's happening here? You crimped it? It's 2009. No one does that anymore. So,
oh, was she was in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle as a kid.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know.
And Mr. Nanny, starring Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
so she's a child actor.
Interesting. Nice.
Anyways,
she's just okay.
Was your wife listening, Max?
No.
All right, so yeah, after his wife establishes that she needs this money by midnight, it cuts to like Arkin going to a strip club, which is like so, it was so stupid. Like, I'm gonna be so, it was just like, it was so corny. Like, it was so deeply corny how they like set this scene up, and he like locks eyes with this guy, and then they like go outside and go in a car. And it's, I thought that they were partners, which they kind of are, but it's also like kind of Arkin's boss, like something like that. And they like threaten him, and they're like, "You're gonna get the jewels by tonight at midnight, right? Like, you gotta get it. You're." And he's like, "You need me. I'm the best locksmith in the world." It's like so stupid. It's so corny. Like, it's so deeply, deeply corny. But yeah, so it's established that these guys are working together. Arkin gets 40% of the profits. We don't exactly know what he's going to steal. He just says jewels, which I think is hilarious because you would think of like necklaces and earrings and a ring. No, it's a big fucking ruby. Like, it's like a fucking baseball size fucking. It's like, what? What the? Why would this
not
family
even polished,
have
the
sorcerer's
out of the rock
fucking stone in their safe? Like, what? Like, fucking Expecto Patronum, bitch. Like, I don't know. It's so strange. It's
yeah, weird. This is confusing to me, too, for many reasons. Okay, so first of all, like, Arkin is trying to get money by midnight tonight.
Yeah.
For his girlfriend. And
baby mama.
To do that, he has to pull off this heist, which is getting a giant jewel, which is laughable, and I'll talk about that in a second. But,
hilarious.
What? You can't just offload a giant jewel by midnight. Like,
no.
There's a couple steps removed, you know,
like
from the actual
shop,
cash.
Yeah.
Well, that actually got me thinking, like, how do you sell a giant jewel that you stole? Because a
uncut
jewel
gems
that big, you would need, like, some proof of where you got it, I think. I don't think they're just going to be like, oh, you have this massive baseball-sized ruby?
Yeah,
because awesome.
Jewelers usually ask, like, oh, what mines is this from? Because that depends on, like, how, like, whatever, wherever it was mined is, like, how expensive it's going to be.
Well, I don't know if that is the question so much that, like, yeah, there's people that buy jewels. There's, like, and there's probably, you know, black markets and stuff for that. But the fact that it's a giant, like, baseball-sized jewel means that that's probably one of the biggest jewels in the world, and it has a name. Like, it's like, that's like the Hope Diamond. Like,
yeah,
once a jewel gets a name, it's not like you can just like walk around with it and sell it, because yeah, anyways, like your market is the Queen of England, full stop. And if she's not gonna buy it, you're not gonna like make any money that night. So like that's one thing. Like, how are they going to turn around selling this jewel within, like, the next 6 hours?
And they, like, need it. Like, he's, like, it's already nighttime when he goes to the house, and the wife needs the money by midnight. He needs to get this job done by midnight, which is what, like, his boss says. So it's, like, yeah, so, like, what pawn shop is open? What jeweler is open? Like, do you have just some guy, like, that's going to, like, it would be so much. I don't understand why they wouldn't just be like, there's like $1 million in cash in the safe. That would have just made a lot more sense. Or there's like diamonds or like necklaces, like not to just this big hunk of jewel, like of a stone. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
I looked up the world's biggest ruby and all the pictures are like the size of a quarter.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah, so this is not real.
I don't know if this is real or not, but none of these are big.
Unless it's like, one of these types of stones, which are like $10. I forget what this is called, but like, this is not like gonna make.
Oh, that's
money.
Not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, it's not. It's not.
The timeline in this movie is crazy. Like, that's one of the things that like makes me lose respect for it. Is that okay? Everything in this movie supposedly happens within, like
2 hours?
6 hours, maybe, max? Because, okay, so he's finishing the workday. Let's say it's 5 o'clock. The family's leaving, and he needs to get this diamond or this jewel by midnight. So that's 7 hours, right? And
then he goes to the mall and buys his daughter a bear.
Yeah. So really, we're talking about... Okay, so within 7 hours, the exterminator has gone in and set up the most elaborate traps, installed, like, 5 different locks, padlocks on the door. Like, just the time frame for setting up all the traps and having it in someone's house... It's crazy.
Also,
and then,
not all the traps were there when Arkin comes back to steal to go in the safe, because he safely goes through the front fucking door, not even the back door. He goes through the front fucking door. He walks up the stairs and he goes into the bedroom. By the time that he leaves this bedroom, all the windows are boarded up.
Right.
All of the wires are all fucking in front of him, and there's so many like shit that but the family is already in the basement being tortured.
Right. Yeah. The timeline it makes zero sense.
It's crazy.
Like
it's just for fun.
I think it's actually genius, because he captures the family, puts them in the basement, and then he's like, "Aha. I have a chance to use all of my gadgets." And so he then, after he's already captured the family, hooks up his gadgets in the off chance that a burglar will break in to steal the prized jewel. And lo and behold, one does. Which is perfect.
In the logic of the movie, yes, he's captured the entire family.
It's just the mom and dad, because
he captured the mom and dad because he set a bait trap,
right?
In the closet,
a booby trap, if you will.
He's got him tied up in the basement, and then there's the little girl somewhere, but he doesn't even know about it. So he's got him tied up in the basement after snagging him with.
Well,
his
he does
bait.
Know that the little girl's there because there is the little girl's bedroom. So he's
sure. Yeah. So then he's setting up all the traps for the little girl?
I think
or
it's
for
if,
the parents if they escape.
Because the dad was not tied up originally, I want to say. Because when we first see the dad, he like runs up the stairs.
Oh, that's true. The dad is still running around.
Yeah, so the traps are set up because he hasn't captured both of the parents yet, I think. So he probably got the dad, like, in the basement or, like, somewhere where Arkin isn't. Then the dad goes all the way up the stairs, and he's like, "You're doing this. This is all you." And then Arkin, like, hides, and the collector grabs the dad, and that's when the dad gets tied up. So, like, the traps are set up for the family, I'm pretty sure.
You know what this movie reminds me of? You remember that story I told you guys in the afterpod about my friend who went to jail for setting deadly booby traps in his apartment?
Your friend was the collector.
My friend was the collector.
Fuck. Scary. but yeah, so basically what the through line is that Arkin goes in to steal this jewel. He hears some weird shit, like... I think he hears, like, whimpering through the vent or something, so he stops trying to steal it. He goes and looks, and he sees that the dad is, like, all bloody and shit. The dad's like, oh, my God. And then Arkin realizes that there's someone else in the house who's already doing shit to the family. So then, I mean, I'm going to give it to Arkin. He is very sneaky. Like, he is a very good burglar. If this was just a regular robbery, he would have been in and out. Like, he avoids... Like, the collector doesn't really know that there's someone else in the house that's not part of the family for a lot of the movie, because Arkin is so clever and sneaky and very good at seeing where there's a booby trap in front of him. Like, it's just, he knows where, like, the creaky stair is, so he doesn't step on it, but the collector doesn't, so the collector keeps stepping on it, so then Arkin knows where his location is. And it's also a very big house, and Arkin's been in there a lot, so he has the advantage of knowing where all the hiding spots are. Like, I mean...
He's the greatest jewel thief in the world.
He, seriously, like, I like this, I like the this part of the movie where Arkin is constantly, like, hiding and avoiding traps. I think that, like, works super well, and I like him as a protagonist, because he's, like, not a great guy. He's very seedy. Obviously, he's a robber. He's, like... You know, but he loves his kid, and he understands, like, parental love, so he really wants to help this little girl, and he wants to help the family as much as he can, but they're all fucking stupid. Like, he keeps telling the mom and the dad, like, he's like, oh, like when he releases them from the traps, he's like, okay, so don't make any noise, and just stick by me, and then they never do it, and they keep... dying.
They keep getting collected.
Yep. So.
Well, I just have a question for you, Bryce. If your wife was indebted to loan sharks, would you steal a famous jewel?
If I was a world-renowned jewel thief.
You had to do it by definitely. Midnight. No, you're just you.
No, I'd be like, you better skip town, sweetheart. Sounds like some bad dudes.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
Would you do it, Max?
I'd steal a baseball-sized jewel.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that for my boyfriend. I think.
I feel if you have the capability to steal a baseball-sized ruby, your girlfriend wouldn't be in this position, you know? To be honest.
Exactly. Like, if you're, like, there's no way that he doesn't have experience with burglary, so why would she be indebted to these loan sharks so long that they're gonna, like, kill her?
And you know what's easier than, like, having an elaborate heist where you have to ingratiate yourself to a wealthy family and be trusted within their inner circle so that you can later break into their house when they're on vacation? You can just break into several houses and steal cash.
Yeah.
You know.
Or like some vases.
Steal like some TVs.
You can't steal that much cash, though. The ruby's this
maybe,
big.
Maybe not cash, but you could find like a check and commit check fraud.
Yeah.
You could. There's definitely, like, if you're a professional thief, it would not be that hard to steal enough things to sell to a pawn shop, you know, to pay for whatever. I mean, I guess that's the thing. Like, how big is this debt? Because that jewel, if he was to split it 50-50, it's got to be worth, like...
Millions?
Like $10 million or something like that. It's is she in debt to these loan sharks for, like, over $1 million?
Well, I mean, he probably owes back child support, too, so he's probably taking some of that shit.
Right. Like, that's true.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really cool traps in this movie, so I want to get into those. Like, Arkin tries, like, his first instinct is to, like, pick up a phone and call 911, and there's a needle in the fucking earpiece, which, oh, hate that one. He's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I felt that.
I feel like people look at things more, though, when they pick things up. Like, if I were to pick up a phone, I would see a needle sticking out of it before I just immediately stuck it to my ear.
You would think.
Also, he doesn't dial anything before sticking it to his ear. He just, like, goes straight for the ear.
He was probably trying to look for a dial tone. Yeah, Bryce, I know what a dial tone is. Fuck you.
A what?
That's my favorite thing
about... We
had a
home phone.
That's my favorite thing about this type of movie, where there are several times in this movie where I was like, it made me laugh because it reminded me of the Jigsaw as a Roommate YouTube videos. Where
I haven't seen those.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
I haven't either, but it just sounds funny.
So it's like just a guy is sitting in his, you know, apartment, and he's like getting ready to go, and he's like, "Hey, Jigsaw, have you seen my keys?" It's like, "Your keys are your keys are inside your dog's bowels." You know, it's like
you just have like 60 seconds.
Yeah, just like slightly annoying, or like, you know, yeah, nitpicky things. So like, I love it that it's this nefarious collector that sets up these elaborate traps, and then some of them are just like, ow. That's the most that they can do. Like, you walk into a room full of like fish hooks, you're like, owie.
Okay, the fish hook actually looked scary though. A fish hook in your eye and your like eyelid.
And he was like, ugh. Yeah, and I was like, no.
It would be, I'm sorry, like, it's sure, like, in first glance, but it only works if you're assuming that you're running into a room full of fish hooks. Right. If you're, like, walking into the room and you get, like, the first fish hook on your skin and then you look around and see a room full of fish hooks, you'd be like, oh, okay, I guess I'll duck now. Or you just reach up and pull down the fishing line. It's like, you know, it's not.
Oh, true.
Fishing line
that.
Is not that strong.
Yeah, he
could have
just.
Fishing line is strong. Do you guys like to fish?
No.
No.
I fished for the first time last summer. I caught two little guys.
Wow.
And
nice.
I actually did get a hook stuck in me, and it kind of hurt.
Yeah, it hurts. Like, I get it, but it's not, like, life-threatening.
And you know what hurt more, though, was trying to break the wire. I was trying to break the line for something, and I pulled too hard, and the wire went into my skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Nuh-uh.
It's not great, but it's not, like, undoable, you know? I don't know. It's
not saw trap level.
Right. And,
you have 60 seconds to break apart this line.
Yeah, exactly. So... there's that one, and then even like when he gets caught eventually and he's like strung up on some fish hooks like in his hands and back.
You could get out of that.
Yeah,
you
it'd
could
be like,
get out of that.
If I'm worried about my life, yeah, I would immediately just rip down my hands and my back. You know, it's not like it would be different if it was like the you know, that body modification thing that like mimics the First Nations ritual or whatever, where you're like hung from a rope. Have you ever seen that?
Oh,
what are
like
you talking
the,
about?
What is that movie with the Jennifer Lopez movie? I've talked about it before. The horror movie. With the serial killer and she goes into the dreams.
The cell?
The cell. Yeah. That's what that guy does to, like, jerk off. He, like, hangs himself with hooks from the ceiling. That's a
right.
really good movie, by the way. I really like that movie.
Yeah, the cell is pretty great.
It's really good. It's really creepy and weird. But, yeah, I think that when he does get strung up, like, his fingers, it's only his hands. So he's like this, and his hands have the fish hooks in it. You could, like, you know what I'm saying?
There's body suspension. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, like, look at this.
Okay.
Like, they've got it through the meaty part of the skin.
I respect other cultures, but that looks
yeah,
here, very
painful.
Well,
that freaks me out.
Holy fuck.
So, like, if it looked like this...
Yeah,
you'd
struggle. Yeah,
you're not gonna be. That's made to hold you up. But it was literally like
he had tiny little fish hooks.
Yeah,
what
he had
did
tiny
you just
little
show
fish
me,
hooks.
Dude? That freaks me out.
Well, I
don't
find
like to
some...
look at that.
Here, let's find some videos.
No, everyone, this is an advert to watch our YouTube because you don't know what we're talking about right now. We're looking at fish hooks in people's back.
Oh, there's a YouTube video called Body Suspension Gone Wrong.
Can you just, like, not show us that?
No.
like, it's okay.
Walk right here. For those of you that are back here with
us. No, please, please, please.
It's so long. But I so don't loud. Watch
this. Get the fuck out of here.
What the heck am I watching?
I don't.
This is horrifying.
What the fuck kind of a convention is that?
I hated that. Don't show
it's
me that.
It's the Asheville Tattoo Arts Convention 2019.
Tattoos are much less painful, I'm
there's
assuming.
So many of
for
these.
The audio listeners, we just watched a woman swing from hooks that were embedded in her skin.
Yep.
I mean, it didn't look like she was in pain, but geez.
It probably hurts.
You officer.
Stop. Stop it!
No, this one looks too low quality.
Just like do 1 second
hang. I can't. So
it's this looks like it's from a gore site.
I don't want to watch a snuff film.
This looks like it's from a gore site.
It's not a gore site.
Okay, it's in another language and it's very low quality. That's a gore site if I've ever seen one.
Bryce is on Best Gore trying to show us fucking people's heads exploding right now.
This is just YouTube.
I know, I'm kidding.
Oh, that's the worst one! That's the worst one!
Why?
No!
Why?
That was the worst one.
On God's green earth, Bryce.
That one had blood.
On God's green earth. Fuck.
Can we end this review?
I'm done.
If anyone's curious about that video, watching on, you know, listening, just go to YouTube and search for Helen 2-point chest body suspension of Sunday, September 2021.
What if her titties fell off? They came off. What if you're like rib cage?
This is a lesson for you. Your titties are meaty and strong. Like, this is a... This is a...
I'm going to cry.
This is a lesson to you of the power that's within titties, you know? They're strong. It doesn't... You know, we hear a lot about breast cancer killing women, but they can also be a source of strength by hanging you from hooks from a tree.
I don't think my titties are that strong.
I mean, they're a source of strength for me, but not in that, not in that right. way. It's just one of the reasons I get up in the morning. I have a few reasons, but that's one of them.
You know, a lot of this looks very bloody, but I think a lot of that is actually a red tattoo, you know. Just
well,
to
the,
ease your
the
mind.
The video's too low quality to tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean,
there's like 5 pixels in that. Oh,
see, I mean, there's...
That is blood. Around the napkin is blood, but there's also a tattoo, but please get that off. Stop.
Bryce, we can't upload this to YouTube. We're gonna censor all this.
Flag.
Guys, this is on YouTube. These videos are from YouTube.
Are they
There's
monetized?
Nothing on here. They are...
Okay, I literally, before we pressed record, I was talking to you about how I was trying to get us monetized.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So That's stop cute. Showing those.
You know, well, I'm on YouTube Premium, so I don't know if these are monetized or not. Oh,
no.
let's check it. I'll put it on... private mode.
Oh,
see if the ads show up here.
We're not even talking about a movie anymore. Was this just Bryce torturing us?
Doesn't look like it's monetized at the moment.
Yeah, really? That's crazy.
But, you know...
Guys, we're being tortured here.
Guys, you know, you're just not open to the human experience.
Help!
Body suspension... has a long
Help.
History as a religious practice in
That's
many
fine,
cultures around
but
the
I
world.
I know those white people are not fucking doing it for religious reasons.
No, they're not.
You know,
okay.
In fact, the Thai Pusam festival was celebrated by the Tamil Hindu community on the full moon of the Tamil month.
That's fine.
Features body suspension.
They
know?
Can do that because it's part of their culture. Not
and
fucking
the,
Wendy Sue over here hanging by her titties
Puja,
off of the tree.
Let me
Hindu
expose myself
folk
for a second.
Festival.
I say, if it grosses me out to that extreme, I don't care if it's your culture. I'm not into it. I don't
That's
like
racist.
It.
It's racist.
I don't care.
Yeah.
That
well,
was gross.
Max, are you circumcised?
Yes.
Case closed.
I don't want to be, though.
I don't want to be.
It was taken from me before I even had conscious thought. Back. I don't know where it is to back. This day or what they did with it.
It's in the trash. I'm sorry.
No, that's actually something I'm very passionate about. Don't circumcise your kids. That's a weird thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's about as weird as this. I mean,
stop!
If we're being honest.
Well, okay. It's I'm like starting to get lightheaded the more you show stuff like that.
Oh,
I'm gonna vomit.
My favorite part of the show now is just gonna make you two disassociate.
Listen,
I literally watched the craziest fucking horror, disgusting, nasty fucking movies in my life, and I don't want to see that.
No, movies have nothing compared to like
movies
a
5-pixel
video of a guy getting his head cut off. I used to be like kind of fascinated with videos like that until I watched one that literally made me disassociate, and then I like for weeks I was not the same person.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm just constantly chasing the dragon at this point. Like, I've
seen...
Hey,
it's the year of the dragon. Maybe you'll find it.
It is the year of the dragon, yeah. No, it's...
Funky Town is what got me.
Let's move on.
This guy's a collector.
This guy's a collector in this movie.
All right, and... we're back to the movie, guys. No more fucking YouTube videos, please. Oh,
I feel hot. I don't like...
I'm like
I don't like the body suspension.
All right, no more of that. That didn't happen. so,
but anyways, this is all to make the point that the hooks that he put in poor Arkin,
very small, fish
he could
hooks.
Immediately rip out. You
he
know,
could.
Yeah,
not...
actually, now thinking about those tiny little fish hooks, that's
yeah,
nothing.
He'll be fine. Yeah. But yeah, so there's a lot of traps in the house. The craziest one to me, okay, there is two animal cruelty scenes, and I don't like them. When, so there is a room that the floor is covered in some sort of acid, and when he walks in there, his shoes mm-hmm. immediately get stuck to the ground, so he takes his shoes off and jumps on the bed, and he's fine. But he notices that the cat is stuck in the acid, so he decides to try to pick the cat up out of the acid, which, like, rips off the cat's undercarriage, which I'm already, like, horrified at this. I'm like, no! And then he throws the cat to the open window that is booby-trapped with, like, a guillotine, and it fucking chops the fucking cat in half, and I'm, like, crying at this point. I'm like, my cat's sleeping next to me, and I'm like, my baby! Oh, my God! It was really awful. And then we have the dog scene we were talking about earlier. But... yeah, the acid scene was pretty fucking crazy. I liked that trap. There's just a lot of, like, random things. Like, Jill is, like, out with, like, a boyfriend, and she comes home, and Arkin, like, smashes a window and tries to scream for her not to come in. But there's, like, a thunderstorm, and you can't really hear. So Jill eventually does come in after the collector unlocks the door for her, and they don't notice any of the traps until they notice that he has been in the corner staring at them, like being like, and it's like, oh shit. So then, you know, a fight ensues. The boyfriend gets killed by all the bear traps in the fight. The boyfriend gets killed by all the bear traps on the ground. In one of the rooms, and then Jill is like, you do get to see your boobs, so boob count one. Great.
Well, technically,
should we start a boob count? We should do a boob count.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, were there all? No, there was several, because in the strip club there was boobies.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So we got multiple boobs in this movie. So if you want to watch it, there's boobs. But yeah. So there's.
Okay. Yeah, the daughter's death scene is one of the most unbelievable for me, because the fishing wire just, like, launches her across the room and, like, strings her up and, like, slams her against a wall with nails poking out.
It's a projection screen. It's a screen that you would use a projector to project images on. It's not
true.
Even a wall, which is... How sturdy is that?
How sturdy
is it? Depends on what it's made out of. You can make those out of anything. I mean,
sure.
It could have just been, you know, like a thick padding. I don't know.
Yeah, this is one of those where I was just confused. Like, I couldn't even understand what was going on. Like,
you were too
tired.
She
grabs the scissors, and then she's thrown across, like, from what? Like, what's the...
I mean, Arkin noticed earlier that he was gonna grab the scissors, and he noticed that there was a wire attached to them. But the camera didn't show you what the trap was, which it does with most of them, so...
Yeah, I love it that the trap is set off if you grab the scissors and pull on the string that's attached to the scissors and engage the trap. They're scissors. Cut the string. Like, there's so many moments in this movie I'm like, okay, let me just list off the things that just the things that just don't make sense. Like, okay. Number one, the biggest one is Arkin escaped the house.
He did.
Through a window that he opened up and broke.
What about it?
He re-enters the house and never makes any attempt to leave through that window again.
He does. He goes back in through the window, but doesn't leave through it.
Right.
And I think that that could be due to him having the little girl and how he probably just, like, kind of...
Yeah, he had to jump out of the two-story window to get out.
No, he jumped on the roof and then had to jump off the roof. Like,
okay, that's, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
You can't take a 4 or 5-year-old girl and chuck her off the roof
to
safety. She will die.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you absolutely can. You can hang off the roof and then hang off the girl from your arm, and that would be, like, at most, like a 4-foot drop.
No. No.
Yes. Yes. No. I can almost reach my gutter standing up.
Like, but little kids are,
you,
like,
don't
scared.
Live in this mansion.
Like, little Listen, kids wouldn't just do that. Like,
no.
That's not something.
I would hang. You would hang off of the house, and then you'd have the little girl climb down your legs and then drop down.
I don't
down.
Think she'd do that. You'd have to chuck her.
Yeah.
Okay, then just kick her off the fucking roof like a Spartan. Like, it's... At worst, she's going to have, like, a broken leg, you know?
Also,
like,
were there no ladders?
No, at worst, she
the
dies.
The construction crew was there, like, the day of, so there should have been a ladder somewhere that he could have probably found when he was outside and put it up
Do
to the
Do you think
window.
The construction crews just leave their ladders when they're done with the job?
You know, or
Wouldn't
just
the
put,
house just have a ladder? I don't know.
Or just put the
People
girl on
ladders.
The roof. Leave the girl on the roof and then go run to safety, you know?
That's,
it's like...
That's true. That would work.
Anyways, that's the number one logic thing. Number two is when the teenage daughter and her boyfriend come in the front door, why doesn't he run out the front door?
They don't come in the front door. They come in the back door. They couldn't
okay,
get...
Okay, why doesn't he just run out the door? Like, he's looking at them. Like... If you're afraid for your life and the killer intentionally opens the door to get another victim inside the house and they're literally just standing next to the door for a full, like, 2 minutes, like, why wouldn't you just bowl him out of the way and run out the door? Like, he's still trying to hide from the family. It makes zero sense, especially when he's trying to escape with the little girl. Like,
this
literally
is why...
Just, because he breaks the window and he's yelling at her saying, don't come in. Don't come in. And then they come in the door. He doesn't care if he's going to be found. Why doesn't he just open the door and push everyone out the door?
He does care if he's going to be found because he was yelling out the window when the thunder was going crazy and the collector guy was in the basement torturing someone so he couldn't hear.
Yeah, well...
Bryce, this is why you would be a terrible jewel thief. Because you don't have dedication
enough.
To the stealth.
Yeah.
Nope.
There's just a lot of... I mean, I like to have fun. You know, Saw movies are fun. I get it. Like, we're all here watching movies to see people's heads getting crushed from traps.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
This is what we're here for. But when it gets to the point where there's just an obvious, like, this is what the dumbest person in the universe would do. Like, leave out the same way that you came in when you've created your own exit, you know, or run away. Like, this is like, it's the equivalent of like going, running upstairs or running into the basement from a Homer intruder. It's like, it's a bad idea. You know?
Yeah.
And that, even in that circumstance, it makes sense because they're panicking. In this scenario, he's like, he's already dealt with the collector for, you know, an hour, and he knows he's going to die if he doesn't escape. And he's like, oh, let me just wait and see how this pans out. Maybe I can leave again.
But the, so, yeah, so the thing is that when he does escape and then he sees Hannah in the window, he's like, oh shit, I need to go back in, because he, you know, wants to protect the little girl. That is the first time that the collector sees Arkin. He didn't see, he didn't know he was in the house until, well, there's hints, but like the collector never saw him until then. So then when he goes back in to see, to get him, when Arkin goes back in, back in to see Hannah, see, Jesus, when Arkin goes back in to get Hannah out of the house, that's when everything goes crazy. And that is when I start getting annoyed with the movie, is because, like, okay, they, you know, they try to electrocute the collector by pushing the fish tank over and throwing the TV on the ground, but they throw, but the collector throws in the bait guy instead. Okay, so they don't get the collector. And then they get out of that room somehow. I forget what happens. And they end up going down this laundry chute, and they get into the basement. The collector realizes that they're in the basement and gets, like, beats the shit out of Arkin, strings him up with the stupid fish hooks. And then what happens? He's like, chisels his teeth out. And then this was so funny, is that the collector starts, like, realizes where Hannah is hiding in the basement, walks over, and Arkin is yelling at him, yelling at him, yelling at him. And then the only thing that makes the collector turn around is when Arkin calls him a faggot. And it's really funny. Like, it's really good. Because he's screaming at him. He's like, you bitch, you motherfucker, you fucking blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, come over here, you faggot. And the collector's like, what'd you say? He's like, what did you say to me? And then that's when he turns back around. I can say that because I'm gay. Okay, everyone, don't yell at me.
But, well, you're half gay.
Yeah, but...
Right.
Okay, so I could say fag.
Half of you is straight.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works. but I just thought it was funny. He was like, I won't stand for this homophobia. I'm going to kill you now. It's like...
Right.
Or he's like, I don't know. It was just... It was just a funny turn of phrase.
I took
it
more as he was insecure about his sexuality. I don't think he was like, homophobia in my booby-trapped house.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
I don't think the collector was woke. I don't think he was offended.
You never,
like,
know.
Sir.
But yeah, he really...
That is a slur.
It was so funny, though. But he really goes in on Arkin after this. He does, like, the cockroaches in a jar, rips open Arkin's stomach and, like, lights the jar on fire so the cockroaches go into his stomach. It's so disgusting. But then the cops show up. Well, one cop shows up, because earlier Jill had called 911 right before she died but didn't get to say anything. So one cop shows up, and, like, you think it's finally gonna be over. The collector comes outside and sicks the dog on the cop, and the cop dies. But then, yeah, then that dog scene we talked about earlier happens. Arkin frees himself, gets Hannah, fights the collector, gets his keys. And then this was confusing. So they're in front of the door, and the collector is about to shoot them. But then really quick, they, like, run and fake him out.
No,
so then
no,
he...
it's the mirror. They didn't run faster than the bullet.
I didn't know it was the mirror. Oh, my God. I didn't fucking catch that. I was like, how did they do that?
Oh.
No, yeah, they pulled a Jurassic Park on him.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Okay.
He was totally a raptor in that situation.
Thank you for clarifying.
Wow. I can't believe that's what you thought happened.
I was so tired last night. See, this was my problem too, is I watched it so late.
I'm telling you guys, like, you're watching the movies too late. Bryce never knows what's happening. He thinks everything's a plot hole,
no,
but it's not.
Okay, listen. I know what's happening. I have had enough problems with people watching the wrong movie or telling me the wrong movie, or not telling me an accurate title, to where we've watched different movies. So I'm always double checking.
Has this happened like
minute.
A lot? Like,
yes. Yeah. Like,
I know what happened with you and David.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity. I watched the first Paranormal Activity, and David, even though he just said, let's do Paranormal Activity, he meant the newest Paranormal Activity. Also, the Final Destination
movie. I remember that one.
We watched the first one, and Fart watched the, like, seventh.
The Final Destination.
The Final Destination, not Final Destination. And there was at least one other time. So I'm always checking, like, the year and the exact title, like, before I start watching it.
I think
so
that's fair, because there's a movie called The Collector from 1965. I don't know what it's about, but...
Just making sure everyone's on the same page. And also, I love Max's specific neuroses around this that, like... Because I'm... So, like, befuddled why watching the movie the night before is a problem, because...
Especially
I told
when
you
we
why
do
it's
two
a problem.
Movies.
In Max's eyes,
like,
what if something happens? Like...
Max,
yes.
That was...
What if something happened?
That was crazy.
What would happen?
Your wife cuts her hand on accident while making a meal, and you have to take her to the hospital, and then the whole night you're waiting in the ER.
Okay, then I'd watch it in the morning.
You make me sick.
Okay. Or
watch it at the hospital like this.
Or if I'm in the ER all night, you don't think I'd still call and say, hey guys, I can't record on Saturday. If I had watched it on Thursday and my wife cut her hand at midnight last night, we would not be recording right now regardless.
That's true.
Well, that's just a lack of dedication, I think.
No, this is specifically Max's neuroses of, like, I gotta give myself enough time. Like, I gotta...
You have to ruminate.
Like, what happens? Like, what'll happen between now and then? It's like...
I have a lot of anxiety about schedules and, like, figuring out the perfect schedule for me to have the best time in life. And so part of that schedule is I gotta watch the movie at least by Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Like,
when we do one movie, I always watch it on Friday. When we do two movies, I watch one on Thursday and one on Friday. But
yeah, my policy
reveal is, we record on Saturday mornings, guys.
Yeah, I mean, my policy is if it's my episode, I try to watch it on Thursday so I can have Friday to write it.
Well, see, if
in
it's
reality,
my episode, I'm probably watching it Monday or Tuesday.
That's why.
How do you even remember? I watched a movie.
I take notes.
I watched it. Well, yeah, me too. But, like, I watched a movie on Thursday that was not a horror movie. It was just a movie that just came out. And it was released on Hulu. And I was I'm going to watch this tonight. What? No. All of Us Strangers. It was really good. It's not a horror movie, but it's really sad. But I was like, I was so tired on Thursday. I hadn't slept. I had to drive my boyfriend back to the airport on Thursday morning at 4:30. And then I had to go back. I had to get back home, go back to sleep, and then go to work in the morning, like a couple hours after that. I was so fucking tired. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to watch my movie tonight. But I always write the copy at the same time I watch the movie, and then I finish it after, and then done. Like,
listen, this is too much behind the scenes. All I'm saying is...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Bryce is watching the movie too late. Sometimes Sydney. And you should watch it sooner. So that... what if something happens? That's
I need
all
it to be fresh as hell. I need it to be so fresh in my mind. Like, when I watch them on Thursdays, sometimes...
Max is above it all. Max is just above it all. You know?
He is.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
You've unlocked.
I'm always prepared.
He's in the Order of the Arrow.
I am.
You've unlocked 100% of your brain.
I'm not. It's not nerdy. It's cool, Bryce. I had to take a 24-hour vow of silence for that.
Wow. What the fuck? It's insane.
How high in the order of the arrow did you get? Like, how many little feathers on your arrow did you get?
I don't think I tried. I don't think I did anything after I did the initiation.
And that's because you're a quitter and you didn't schedule your life out enough.
This all coming from the Life Scout. Excuse me. You didn't even get your eagle.
Yeah, because I'm not a fucking nerd.
Bryce, I knocked my Eagle Scout out by 15, and then I had the rest of my teenage years to live it up. No more scouting.
Did you...
I'm trying to look for something to kill myself with right now.
Did your parents require you to have your Eagle Scout to give you your license?
No.
Oh. Did your parents...
No, I just wanted it.
Oh, your parents didn't want you to have the Eagle Scout and make it a point?
My dad wasn't an Eagle Scout. They didn't really care. I mean, they encouraged it, but they didn't give me any incentives. I just need to excel at things, or I feel sad.
Right. Well, Max, you're a good boy. And
thank you, Bryce.
I don't want to, you know, begrudge you for being a good person and being responsible. Unfortunately, you are a nerd. if you're in the Order of the Arrow, it's an unfortunate circumstance. Like, I'm happy for you.
You're not even supposed to know about the Order.
Except they show it, they like stand up in front on the stage in the scout camps and be like,
"Oh, mine was more secretive than that."
Well,
I got a secret invitation to be initiated.
Well, yeah, you get the initiation, but then you're like, they got to show you that it exists so that you try to be an Eagle Scout. Anyways, whatever. I'm going to keep watching movies on Thursday. I'll watch them on Friday. I'll watch them on Saturday morning. You can't change me, Max.
All right. Do you guys want to finish talking about
Let's Yeah.
We all love each other very much, and we're good friends. Okay. So, basically, they get out of the house because of the mirror fake out that I just learned. Thank you, Max. I did not pick that up.
They didn't run faster than the bullet.
No. Mm-hmm. They are not Neo from the Matrix. But I wrote down that there was great music at this part. It was good. I liked the music in this movie. It wasn't bad. And then there's like a line of police cars coming, and Arkin just runs out in front of them, gets hit by the fucking police car, which is hilarious. Like, what are you doing? Just wait a second. And then right when the cops get there, the house blows up because it was set up earlier that the collector had rigged the house with explosives to cover evidence because he's smart, for the most part. And then it's established that Arkin is telling the cops that he knew that the collector was the exterminator from before. They get an address, and then he's in the ambulance, and he's like, what time is it? And he's like, just before midnight. And then that's when you're like, what? This movie has been
that
like...
That was a funny line.
Yeah. It was like, what?
Just before midnight. Oh, perfect. I have 6 minutes to go sell this jewel.
Yeah, so he's like, can you call my wife? And right when that happens, the ambulance flips over. Car accident. Boom, boom, bam. You're like, what the fuck? So the ambulance gets wrecked. The collector kills the paramedic and grabs Arkin and puts him in the box. And that's the end.
He collects him.
He collects Arkin. Very sad. It does suck, you know, his wife is gonna die now. Like, fuck. Like,
or at least have her kneecaps broken.
I know. But yeah, so I don't know. If you
body suspension.
Body suspension. I don't know. This movie reminds me of like the Friday the 13th remake. Like, it's just kinda like that. It's kinda like one of those kind of movies. It's very of its time, it's very 2009. There are better horror movies that came out this year, but if you want something that's fun and gory, then and you don't care about plot holes, watch it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'd say if you want to watch a movie about a collector, go back and watch Kiss the Girls, starring Morgan Freeman and Ashley Judd.
This guy's a collector.
And you'll have a better time than this movie.
I say
it's fine. It's of its time.
Yeah.
Like, there's much better versions of this movie, basically all of the Saw series. It's not terrible. It's okay. It's kind of a fun, you know, action horror that has wacky traps. I just wish it was a little better at telling the story or explaining why the guy does what he does and explaining the traps a little better so I wasn't so confused so many times.
Yeah.
So I think the reason why they don't go too deep into why the collector collects his collection is because this is it's meant to be a three-part trilogy.
Yeah, so there's the collection from 2012, and then there's supposed to be a third film, but there is nothing. They shut down production in 2020, according to IMDb, obviously. And they said a year ago that hopefully it can resume production, but yeah, there's nothing really.
So yeah, if you collect stuff and you are really into that, maybe you'll like this movie. I don't know.
All right, do you want to get into my game?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, so it doesn't have a catchy name. Maybe I will do this more, and then I'll find a catchy name. But basically, I'm going to give you a movie and its sequel. I have 8 of them. And then you're going to guess which one has the higher Rotten Tomatoes score. And don't look them up. Just guess.
Okay.
Max,
show your hands.
I trust you. So I guess, I mean, both of you can guess because it's not one of the games where we have to, you know, whatever. All right. So I'm going to start off with, are you guys ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to start off with The Collector and The Collection. Which one do you think has a higher score on Rotten Tomatoes?
The Collection.
So, Max, you think the first. Bryce, you think the second?
Yeah.
Yes.
The second one has a higher score.
Oh,
it's 37%, and The Collector is 29%. Pretty low.
Are we going based off of critic scores or audience scores?
When I would look up the movie, the Rotten Tomatoes score that's like underneath the movie in Google, I don't know if that's which one
I think
one
that's
is.
Critic score.
I that's think fine. That's critic score. So that's.
I was going based off of audience score, obviously, or I would have gotten that one, but.
Yeah, I guess the name that I have for this game is sequel versus original. What are the critics like better? So I guess we're thinking critics. All right. Number 2, Saw or Saw 2?
Saw.
Saw.
Yeah. 50%, Saw 2, 37. Yeah.
Wow,
I did
Saw
like,
was only 50%.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It's really honestly interesting because I feel like it's a cult classic, but those usually don't have high scores anyways. All right. Evil Dead, original. Evil Dead 2, original from the 80s.
Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, yeah. 88%, but Evil Dead has an 86%, so it's not that big of a discrepancy.
That's because it's just a reshooting of the first one, but it's better.
Right.
I've actually never seen it, the second one.
Really?
I know.
I loved it first, though.
Love it.
First Evil Dead 2 is like, the first half of it is basically retelling of the first movie, more or less.
I'm going to have to watch it. I just like the lore behind the first Evil Dead, where they were just like a bunch of college kids just like shooting a film for like $5, basically. And they were like, this is what we made. And it's incredible. I love it.
I really liked it in the second one. They're like, you know what would make this movie better? If like all the other actors and actresses were just not in it. And we just had...
right. Bruce Campbell.
Just had Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was a good call, to be honest.
All right, number 4. It, the new one from, I don't know, what is it, 2016, 2017, or It Chapter 2?
I'm going to say It.
I'm going to say It Chapter 2 because it's woke.
It was the first one with 85%, and Chapter 2 has a 62%.
I thought the men kissing in the second one would boost it, but
I mean, I think it holds true with the original miniseries too. Like the stuff with the kids is always better, than the stuff with the adults. You're like,
I could not tell you a single thing that happened in It Chapter 2, and I could tell you exactly what happens in the first one. Like, I don't remember the second one.
I actually like them both, so
they've got a bunch of good set pieces, but yeah. I mean, it's just generally better to terrify children than to terrify adults, in my opinion.
All right,
but you know, I get joy in both, you know.
Obviously, we're horror movie talk.
Vis-a-vis.
Yeah, you.
Oh! Ah!
Is that why you showed your daughter VHS? Because you love to scare people?
All right, let's not, rehash old episodes. That was a mistake. I can admit that. I got her out of there pretty quickly.
All right, number 5. Creep or Creep 2?
Oh, just the best movies of all time? Okay.
I know. So good. I rewatched Creep not too long ago, but I haven't seen the second one in a long time.
I just love them.
I'm going to say the first one.
I think I'm going to go with the first one as well. It's just classic.
Okay. You're both wrong!
No!
Listen to this. Creep has a 91%. Like, fair, awesome, makes sense. Creep 2 has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Whoa. I got to watch it again. 100. See, people talk about how great Creep 2 is. I was kind of disappointed. Like, it didn't feel as cohesive to me. I got to rewatch it.
Well, apparently,
it's got, like, just as many hilarious lines that you could just pick out.
Yeah. So.
The comedy makes it. Like, those movies, they're so good. I really need to rewatch the second one, too, because after seeing that 100, I was like, I need to revisit that because it's been 6 years.
Yeah, I really love the Duplass brothers. Like, if you want to, anytime I see one of the Duplasses involved in the making of something, like, I'll watch it because it's going to be high quality and it's going to be just like weird. It's going to be like a different tone.
We haven't done Creep 2, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might have to happen soon.
Yeah.
Well, then we can all rewatch it. Did anyone watch The League? I loved that show. Mark Duplass is in it, and it's a show about a fantasy football league. It's just like a comedy. It's just a funny show. Yeah. It's really good. It's really funny. All right, number 6, Bryce's favorites: House of 1,000 Corpses or The Devil's Rejects. There's a third one too, but
I'm gonna guess Devil's Rejects.
Okay,
I'll say House of 1,000 Corpses.
It's The Devil's Rejects.
No,
with the 55%, and House of 1,000 Corpses has a 21, which I like the first one better. I like House of 1,000 Corpses much better.
I've never seen The Devil's Rejects. I have seen House of 1,000 Corpses, and I thought
there's
it was
a very
whatever.
Prolonged rape scene in The Devil's Rejects that makes me not like it.
You don't like rape?
Unpopular opinion, but no, not really. All right, there's two more.
Actually, you're not allowed to say that anymore. You have to say essay. There's an essay scene.
Okay.
True.
Media is ruining us.
This is we're step by step getting closer to being monetized on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes. Gotta say essay.
You gotta say essay. You gotta say unalive yourself.
Yeah. The collector unalived so many people.
I hate unalived. Just say kill. You can say kill. You can say
no.
Die.
No.
You might trigger someone.
Kill die. Kill die. Kill die.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
All right.
That's gotta be a clip.
All right. Two more. Child's Play or Child's Play 2?
Child's Play.
Ooh, this one's hard. I think I'm going to go with Child's Play 2.
Max, you're right. It's the first one. With the 74%, and Child's Play 2 has a 40%.
Really?
I didn't really 40. Love Child's Play 2, to be honest.
I like the first
I remember it that the sequels got a lot... seemed like they got a lot better and more attention, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah, but anyways. I don't know. 40% was surprising, honestly. All right, this is the last one. And all right, so Terrifier or Terrifier 2?
Ooh. I'm going to say Terrifier 2.
I was also going to say Terrifier 2.
Correct. 86% for Terrifier 2. 55 for Terrifier 1, which
Terrifier
2
had more pretentious scenes, which I feel like the critics would eat up. Like those dream sequences that were like 15 minutes long.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
They love that.
I really liked Terrifier 2. But the first one has this indie feel to it. Like the low budgetness is what makes it good. And I think the second one with the bigger budget is great, too. And I love that I could see it in theaters. But, like, the first one just has this certain thing about it that I really like.
You
but
could have cut out, like, a solid 45 minutes out of Terrifier 2.
It was like
and it would have been
three fucking
fine.
Hours long. Three so hours long. Of me and my dad in a movie theater with a bunch of fucking 14-year-olds that should not have been there. Like, that is not a movie for children. Like, why are they... Oh, my God, it was so weird. But... Yeah. Yeah,
that's rough.
Well, that was the game. Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay!
Who won?
I don't know. I wasn't keeping track.
I think Bryce. I think you got more than me. I remember her saying I was wrong on a lot of them. So
okay.
Well, good job, both of you. Get a prize. all right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you to our new patrons. Please go to our Patreon. We love you guys. We want you guys back. We're like exes.
Seriously,
that
come on.
Won't stop texting you. Like,
baby,
hi.
It'll be different this time.
I promise.
And to that one guy who left that energy. Mean comment last time, leave another one. I dare you.
I don't.
We dare
call
you.
Me, yeah,
I'm not afraid.
I don't care. I don't care.
No,
it's more than you are.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't affect me.
I'm actually not even worried about it. So
no. No,
I'm not going to check this episode every day for
all
a
right.
week.
No, yeah. Not either.
Whatever.
But, yeah, make sure you share, leave us reviews. Yeah, just support us. We love our listeners, and we want you guys to show your love by liking, subscribing, reviewing, all that fun stuff. And don't forget our voicemail line is 682-253-4468. We really want to hear from you guys always. So yeah, that was our episode on The Collector. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Good day, sir. Good day, sir. You lose. Is that ring?
Yes, it is.
Sent a spell through the scraggly wood.
He had no face!
Horror!
Wow, that didn't sound good.
This guy's a collector.